Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about the ways we stay the same, but also change with the passage of time. The story that we'll be discussing this theme is called A Line of Candles, and it comes from the book Wise Tales from the East, compiled by Uri Kaplan. Here is how the story goes. One cloudy day, the king summoned the respected monk Nagasena to his palace. He was pondering life and wanted to consult the wise master. "Am I the same person I was when I was a child?" he inquired. "That's a very wise question," answered the monk. "What does your gut tell you?" "Well," said the king after a short pause, "the body was obviously different back then, and so was the mind. But it seems like there was something that remained the same all along." "That is close to the truth," Nagasena nodded. "But in fact, you are neither the same nor different from the child long ago." "How is it possible to be neither the same nor different?" asked the confused king. "Allow me to illustrate it for you," offered the monk. "Imagine you have a long line of colorful candles. The first candle in the line is used to light up the second candle. The second candle is used to light up the third candle. The third is now used to light up the fourth, and so on, until all the candles are lit. Now, what do you think, great king? Is the fire that lights up the first candle the same or different from the fire that lights up the second candle? Is it the same or different from the fire that lights up the last candle?" In reflecting on the new year, it's really interesting to focus on the story, which illustrates a very interesting metaphor for the passage of time. What the monk Nagasena is saying is that throughout life, we neither stay the same, but we also don't completely change from who we used to be. There are parts of us that do inevitably change, and there are others that stay consistent. Throughout life, the experiences, the unexpected challenges, the things that we encounter do make us evolve. But we also hold closer and closer to the values that we think are most authentic to us. And they can only get stronger over time as we devote ourselves to them even more. What I find fascinating about this story, and also about reflecting the new year, is I wonder to myself, is this year really going to be different from the last year? What is it that I can do in reflecting on the new year that can positively influence and perhaps change the outcome of this year from last year? And in reading the story, I realize that the key thing to understand is that some things will remain the same and some things will not. To try to strive for a completely different you is just impossible. There are parts of you that will not change, but there are also parts of you that will. All you can do is strive to work every day with a good intention. The things you can change, though, are your choices, which are your actions, your words, and your mind. But bear in mind that changing yourself for the better is not a process that happens overnight. It may take far longer than 1 year to heal your traumas or to transcend a deep phobia or fear of yours. In the same breath, it might take much longer than 1 year to be able to sit through a 5-minute, 1 hour, or 3D meditation. All in all, make sure that 1 year is not necessarily that end point for every single one of your goals. Be gentle with yourself and realize that change also follows its own schedule and that you may not be able to dictate it on the terms of 1 year. Another thing that I feel when reflecting on the story is to appreciate the nature of change. In the story, the monk says that you are both same, but also not the same from the person that you were when we were younger. And this also applies to the person we are in 2023 versus the person we may become in 2024. I think the overall hope is that the good parts of you stay and the bad parts of you go. But of course, the good and the bad, it all is a part of us. And in thinking about how I personally want to approach 2024, it's not to label experiences as good or bad. It's also not to label my behaviors and habits and tendencies as good or bad, but rather to approach things with an equal amount of awareness and compassion to sow deeper understanding of what is happening behind the scenes in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit when things happen, and to truly be present for myself when both good and bad times happen equally. I think when we approach the new year, there is a tendency of only focusing on the good things that may happen, the good things that we want to manifest in our lives. But I think it's also important to prepare yourself for the bad things, to know that life will always bring unexpected challenges. But instead of being mentally unprepared, you can warn yourself ahead of time right now that life will bring upon all of us unexpected barriers, unexpected losses, and unfortunately, unexpected traumas. But in having this awareness on the nature that is the passage of time, that both good and bad things will happen, that good and bad change will happen, having this awareness within us empowers us to approach everything with the same equanimity, with the same mindfulness and awareness, that this is not a doing of our good and bad moral character, but rather this is simply the nature of life. Things are going to happen. Change is going to happen, often in ways we cannot predict. But if we have this mind full of compassion and awareness and mindfulness, we will always have that mental energy to look at things with clarity, to reflect and learn from them the things that we need to know in order to evolve and to move on gracefully without these resentments or these emotions becoming long-held grudges or angers or sadnesses or resentments that we carry within us. And finally, I hope with the new year that you're able to recognize that if there is something that you feel ready to let go of in 2023, this is the time to let go. This is the time to recognize the passage of time, that change is ready. And that in 2024, you can make space for new things, for new thoughts, for new intentions, and for new goals. I hope in hearing this story on the nature of time that you are gentle in setting good intentions, goals, but you also remember that life will always bring the unexpected and that you are able to approach both the good and the bad with a good, kind heart and strong mindfulness intention. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.